What do you do? What do you say? It's Balls Deep, and I'm here to tell you that we have new episodes of Talking Shop on a Wednesday. Kind of, sort of. Look, we have so many Patreons that the boys decided to share the Patreons with the podcast feed. Now, if you like what you hear, in the description below, there will be a link. Subscribe to the Patreon. Get this content before anybody else will hear it. With that, you get exclusive interviews and Zoom calls with the Machine Gun Carl Anderson, Zucar Rocky Romero, and the Big LG Doc Gallows. Also, once a month, you get special watch-alongs and this really cool thing that they do called Boozing with the Boys. The Patreon's a really cool community, and I don't just say that because the Patreon pays some of my salary here. I've been a part of some of the Boozing with the Boys. I've met some of the Patreon when they've come to several live talking shops. They've helped fund Talking Shop-a-manias. It's a really cool community. Where else are you going to get this up close and personal with your favorite professional wrestlers? Only on the Talking Shop Patreon. So enjoy these special episodes every Wednesday. Don't forget, we have a brand new YouTube channel. Subscribe to that. We have a vlog that drops every week. Second to the Patreon episodes, the vlog is the second most consistent thing that Talking Shop does. So let the boys know you want more Patreon episodes if you're a Patreon member. And if you're not, get on that. But also, watch the vlog each and every Tuesday. Hit the subscribe button, smash the notification bell, as the kids say. I don't know why we're smashing things, but smash the bell. Help us grow the channel. All right? Enjoy some really subpar content right now.
You got a fasted gallows day drinking.
Yeah.
Before one of the heaviest drinkers I've ever met in my life, Mike Knox, comes to his house. And I don't think Knox really gets drunk. He'll just drink 30, 40 beers and just kind of keep giggling. But see, Gallows will start going into weird eyes and stuff.
So I text him and his now fiance. I said, what do you guys want to drink? I got all this barbecue food, whatever. And she wrote back, not him, and said, we like Coors Light or Bud Light and vodka to make drinks with. Oh, and Michael likes Crown Royal for his evening drink.
Son of a bitch.
I get the Crown Royal in the card here too, sweetheart.
We saw each other drunk a couple times in Japan, of course. Like, but then once we came back to America, like, this was my introduction to vodka and then vodka gallows. And like, we're sitting at Applebee's like we would at like anywhere else or whatever, but he's drinking high boot cocktails, which is a lot of vodka and Diet Coke.
A little bit of diet, whatever.
And then like his eyes would start to go into like this crazy, I was like, whoa, what the fuck is this? You know? And I never had experienced because I was in Japan all the time. So I didn't know what vodka did. And then I started drinking vodka
I
realized vodka is amazing. But you better stick to just a couple of drinks if you know what it does to you.
All those like crazy ass Jericho podcasts when you heard us like drunk as fuck, like we shouldn't have been the WWE guys and all that. That's just literally a lot of vodka, diet anything, and a squeeze of citrus. Talking about drinking like that and Mike Knox, I just thought, I was like, there's got to be a good, clean enough Knox drinking story. One time, you know, Mike's a little older than me. We were in New Orleans, and I was Festus, and he was Knox. One of my first times in New Orleans, like walking, you know, down Bourbon and drinking and stuff. And we walk into this bar, and there's this big, fucking tall, fat bartender, bigger than both of us. And we were both quite hefty at the time. And he's like, you fucking wrestlers, you like to drink, but you can't drink whiskey. Well, we went to All You Can Eat Crawfish before that. So I had like this belly full of crawfish, but I'm like 24 years old. We're like, we can't let this bartender show us up. Well, like you said, Mike can drink like an animal. So this guy like hands us beers and he just starts doing shots, this big 400-pound dude. And we're doing them with him. And I'm like, oh man, like this isn't going to be good. But I don't want to look like the pussy. Like my eyes start watering. Like I start to sniffle a little bit. I can taste like the Old Bay from the crawfish and stuff like that. And finally he hands one more shot across. I wish Knox would walk in so he could tell this story with me. And like, I shoot the shot back, and as soon as like it hits my throat, I just projectile vomit crawfish tails all over this big fat bartender guy, just all down his face. He goes, what the fuck? you motherfucker. And Knox goes, well, you challenged him. What'd you think was going to happen? I remember we ran out. We fucking, what do you call that? I've never done it before.
Dine and run.
Too big, tough, 300
steal.
Fuck it, we're not paying for it. He's yelling at us.
What's it called when you don't pay for your tab? You steal?
Dine and dashed his ass. Except I gave him the crawfish, so maybe
Not pay the tab.
Yeah, the old steal your food, you know.
Dude, I think I've known Knox since like 2000. He came up in Arizona. I came up in Southern California.
That called? Stealing, Gallows.
Can't get over it, can you?
Listen, I think the guy was giving us the whiskey and he was calling us out. He deserved that. Maybe not the face, but.
Oh, shit. Hey, we got a couple of questions anyway, Rock?
Yeah, we got some questions.
Any of them that can get Gallows hot?
This one says, hey, Carl. Hey, Doc. No, hey, Rocky.
They forget you're here, man. You're welcome for all the fame.
I'm not as over, I guess. Now that, for the time being, possibly forever, your expedition into WWE is over, while I'm sure there was bad stuff, there likely also was a fair amount of good stuff. But what was the best stuff, money aside? You know, your favorite matches, segments, etc. from your time in WWE. Wishing you the very best,
Mark. There's so much, though. Yeah, that's a good question.
We both really liked the Cena stuff because we just popped right in and started kicking the hell out of John Cena. And that's big time shit. You feel like you're really on top of stuff. And like, you know, we hit the magic killer on the ramp with him and shit like that. That was cool. Piece of trivia, the first match on the first ever live SmackDown in the history of the entire goddamn world. John versus Luke motherfucking Gallows.
Yeah. I mean, I put John Cena through a table. I spine busted him through a table on a pay-per-view. I think people forget some of that too. I mean, you got to remember that we were there for 4 years. I mean, and you know, there's a couple times we were off TV for a couple months here and there, but for the most part, we were, you know, in the mix somewhere doing something, sometimes good, sometimes bad, sometimes stupid, sometimes great, but
we had a lot of fun working with the Usos. They're just an excellent tag team that can do everything. We had fun with Roman.
Yeah.
There's a lot of guys who could kick it in gear there that we had a lot of fun in the ring with. And likewise, they did too. Like, we had a fun – we never did it on TV, but we had a really cool little series of matches, one or two house show loops where it was like – we did stuff with Seth on TV, but we didn't do a lot with Moxley because he wasn't there that long. But we had some really badass tag matches with the two of them that were non-televised that no one ever saw before. But we just – we clicked really well. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, good luck. A lot of good brothers, man. Really, honest to God, there's no hard feelings, man. But the boys were always great. The locker room was great, really great. Yep. Some of the higher ups can fuck off, but that's different.
Hey, a lot of them.
Andy asks, "Who
hey, would Andy.
You add as a good sister in the BC?
Who would we add?
Yeah,
there's a lot sister. Of them."
In the BC.
Sonya and Mandy, they're friends of the program for sure. They were our buddies.
Good sisters.
Yeah, good sisters. I don't know. There's a lot of cool.
There's a lot of good sisters.
You know, it was not the locker room we ever had a problem with.
I think Asuka would fit in perfectly with what we're doing. She's finally getting like a run of people being able to see her charisma right now, you know?
Yeah, she's great.
A lot of good sisters. Rock, you're not around any women wrestling right now at all.
Well, you really never are.
No. We might go eat with like
someone who's there.
Ladies from Stardom.
Rock, did you know, and this is
Will Ospreay, you know, is with B Priestley, so we might see them from time to time around. And then now that Bushiroad owns Stardom, so you know.
Shit.
Oh, that did you know the this is a tragic thing that we haven't touched on. I'll just Hannah, I just read the story, but did you know that the Hannah Kimura girl? Did you know
her? I knew Hannah. Yeah, I knew Hannah and I know her mom.
Really?
Well, yeah. And man. Extremely tragic. It something that definitely hit you know, myself hard and a lot of the locker room.
Yeah.
You know, not only, you know, Stardom being the sister company to New Japan now, but, you know, I'd see Hannah around, but like just around, you know, around the town. We might go to, you know, eat with Ogi and, you know, Hannah.
Yeah, we met her before, Gallows.
And a very sweet girl, extremely tragic what happened. And, you know, it fucked me up. And that it's just crazy to be pushed to that limit and that level, you know. And I just wish that you know, that there was more that maybe we could do to help. And like I said, it really fucked me up. You know, I was talking with the wife about it last week, and it was tough, man. It was tough. It was a tough week. You know, not only with Hannah, but with Shad as well during that same week. And it's just really shitty week.
Too young.
Guys, remember this, please. And I know you're the Patreon, so you're probably not the ones doing it. But tell your friends of the wrestling internet world, like, not everybody can laugh it off, shake it off, have a beer. Like, that shit hits people fucking hard. And when you continuously read that about yourself, so remember what you're saying. There are real people underneath the performance that you watch. I think people forget that sometimes. And, you know, a lot of times we allow it, or we fire back, or we don't, or whatever. But, you know where someone's at in their life. So try to remember that shit, because you don't know how it affects people differently, you know? So especially somebody that young in the spotlight, 22 years old. I remember being 22 and going to WWE, and it was like, what in the hell is all this? So I can't imagine a girl that young, and she, you know, is reading all that social media. We didn't have that. That can affect people bad.
Just be nice, babies.
Yeah.
Be nice. Rest in peace to her. She's a sweet girl.
Absolutely.
Very sweet girl.
One last question here, Rock.
Yeah. We got from Hindle. What's Hindle. The moment you knew you made it in the professional wrestling business?
Ooh, Rocky. Yours first, Rock.
I mean, walking down the ramp to the Tokyo Dome for the first time at 19 yeah. or whatever it was, 20.
That's pretty
that
cool.
That was pretty.
You gotta remember, Rock's been a famous wrestler since he was 14 years old.
Different. Yeah, he really ain't had another job. He don't know what would happen.
No high school waiting tables, just straight up wrestling in AAA at 14.
I mean, I've at least bagged some groceries and shit. Like, Rock's never done, I mean, nothing except just wrestle. Winning the NWF title in 2004, I thought I fucking made it. Flying to Tokyo the first time, I couldn't believe it was real. That felt like I made it. Debuting against Kanemoto, I feel like I made it. 8 motherfucking Tokyo Domes in a row. Nah, but Gallows, you probably there's got to be have tons of moments.
So I was going to tell my real one and then tell another one that backs it up. It's funny. I don't know if we need to close out or not, but the real one was, I was young when I got my first little break or whatever. And I was 24, 25, and I was in a KB Toys when they still existed. And I found my first two pack of action figures. And I remember walking around the store going, that's me. And people were going like, leave us the fuck alone. Don't talk to our kids. And I'm so excited. I couldn't believe it was real.
That's a good one.
I also remember being like 19, and I was going to win the NWL title in Hagerstown, Maryland. And we were wrestling in the parking lot that day because the air conditioning went out the building, of course. So I invited my dad to come along. And I was like, I'm winning my first heavyweight title. This is a big deal. So I can't have like these shitty like running tights and stuff. So I went. And I took my little paycheck for the week from Southern States, and I bought some like silver, shiny, like look like hell, but they're the cheapest ones on the site on highspots.com. I bought trunks. I'm like, every champion wears trunks. That's what I need to wear. So I bought my trunks, and we're rolling around in this figure four, and he's working on my leg and all this and whatever. I don't know how I win the thing, whatever, in front of 50 people. I'm fucking pumped. So like we leave, we get in the car, me and my dad together. I'm like, what'd you think, Dad? And he goes, you know, Drew, I don't know anything about this fucking wrestling, but if you're gonna wear those little underwear, you gotta shave your fucking nuts. Your bag hair's everywhere. Jesus Christ, I was embarrassed as hell. And I went, all right. Yeah. At least I'm a champion, Dad.
Yeah. Whatever, Pop.
Oh, man. That's funny.
Gotta shave your fucking bag hair, is what he said.
Hey, guys. Hey, thanks for checking it out. Hey, keep sending questions to the Patreon, man. We appreciate you guys.
All right, so as I said in the beginning of this episode, if you are not a member of the Talkin' Shop Patreon, what are you doing? Hit the link in the episode notes right now, become a member, you get all sorts of cool stuff, you get workout routines from Machine Gun Carl Anderson, you get Domesticated Doc, you get Azucar Rocky Romero, you get Boozin' with the Boys, you get exclusive watch-alongs. It's a really cool community of like-minded wrestling fans who just want to come together and have a good time. And you get exclusive access to your favorite professional wrestlers. Where else are you going to get that but the Talkin' Shop Patreon? Also, we have a YouTube channel. Hit subscribe, smash the notification bell so you can stay up to date whenever we release a new vlog, which is pretty damn consistent. So, go to the YouTube channel, that's in the episode notes as well, and subscribe, rate and review this podcast as well. Say something nice about the boys. We'd appreciate it. I'd appreciate it. And I have no clever outro for this, so all I'm going to say is bye.